But how can we possibly know whether two varieties, or races, are in the process of becoming separate species? St. Bernards and Chihuahuas are two varieties that cannot interbreed naturally. Are they on their way to becoming separate species? How can we know? The Ainu people of northern Japan and the Kung of southern Africa are separated not only geographically, linguistically, and culturally, but also, for all practical purposes, reproductively. Are they therefore incipient species? To people searching for evolution's smoking gun, reproductive isolation seems more promising than many other criteria that distinguish separate species because it can occur by degrees. But as the examples above demonstrate, partial reproductive isolation is no guarantee that two varieties are on their way to becoming separate species. Incipient speciation is really no more than a prediction, since by definition it refers to the production of two varieties that are thought to be en route to speciation. With this in mind, let's look at some alleged instances of observed speciation. Groupthink. Microevolution does not lead beyond the confines of the species, and the typical products of microevolution, the geographic races, are not incipient species. Richard Goldschmidt, 1940. Alleged instances of observed speciation. The essays cited above in American Biology Teacher and on the Talk.Origins website list only five examples that might be construed as alleged instances of observed Darwinian speciation. First, from a single lab population of Drosophila fruit flies in 1962, J.M. Thodey and J.B. Gibson bred only those with the highest and lowest number of bristles, the insect equivalent of hair. After 12 generations, the experiment produced two populations that not only differed in bristle number, but also showed strong though partial isolation. Not only did Thodey and Gibson not claim to have produced a new species, but other laboratories were unable to replicate their results. Second, in 1958, Theodosius Dobzhansky and Olga Pavlovsky started a laboratory population of fruit flies using a single female of the Lanos A strain from Colombia. That same year, crosses between Lanos A and several other strains produced fertile hybrids in the laboratory, but when tested again in 1963, similar crosses yielded sterile hybrids. In 1966, Dobzhansky and Pavlovsky concluded, Lanos A is a new race or incipient species having arisen in the laboratory at some time between 1958 and 1963. Coyne and Orr wrote in 2004, however, that Dobzhansky and Pavlovsky's result may have been due to contamination of cultures by other subspecies. In any case, Dobzhansky and Pavlovsky reported only a new race or incipient species, not a new species.